In many circles, John Philip Sousa, a.k.a. the March King, born November 6th of 1854 in Washington, D.C., was an important American composer and conductor of the late Romantic era. Sousa is still celebrated today for his compositions that illumined American textured military and patriotic marches. What is perhaps not as widely recalled is his profound imprint on the development of the pre-jazz form called ragtime. The syncopated rhythm of ragtime, popularized between 1895 to 1918 by such legends as Ernest Hogan and Scott Joplin, grew out of the earthly nightlife settings in parts of two African-American neighborhoods in St. Louis and New Orleans. And though Hogan and Joplin, both skillful innovators who helped pioneer and popularize the ragtime genre, it was Sousa's early March madness that gave ragtime its initial compositional and structural underpinning. Sousa's signature marches, whether slow or brisk, are infused with a dominant and consistent rhythm pattern common in the repertoire of military bands. His marches, rooted in Eurocentric compositional style, gave a fresh spirit to the American musical landscape. Ragtime, as it came to light, would build upon that platform with the inclusion of additional polyrhythms, unique melodic lines, harmonic progressions, and metric patterns familiar in African music. John Philip Sousa, who passed away in 1932, composed 136 marches, 15 operettas, 70 songs, and more. He, in fact, had quite the career as a theater musician and conductor of the U.S. Marine Band. Sousa, who toured for 40 years with his own civilian band, was considered during the height of his career the most famous musical act in the world. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.